currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, my name is Connie Turman, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. At its December 15th meeting, the Kirkland City Council took action to accept the annexation of the Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate neighborhoods without requiring the voters in their areas to assume existing voter-approved debt. In a 6-1 vote, the Council approved Resolution 4791, which expressed its intent to accept annexation. In a 4-3 vote, the Council approved Ordinance 4229, which formally accepts the annexation area to the City of Kirkland, making the annexation area subject to zoning regulations adopted via Ordinance 4196, and sets the effective date of annexation as June 1st, 2011. The annexation area is largely residential, approximately 7 square miles, and extends north of Kirkland to approximately northeast 145th Street. It would add about 33,000 people to the city's current population of 48,000. The annexation will make Kirkland the 12th largest city in Washington and the 6th largest city in King County. For information about the city's annexation study and to subscribe to receive annexation updates, visit www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/annexation. The Kirkland Police Department has some important tips for you on how to avoid car break-ins.
What you just saw was vehicle prowl. Vehicle prowl is when someone breaks into your vehicle and takes your property. Hi, I'm Officer Alan O'Neill with the Kirkland Police Department. Today I'm going to go over some crime prevention tips on how to protect your car. Leaving your valuables in your car is one of the biggest opportunities for these thieves. Briefcases, GPS units, etc. So what you need to do is, first off, is don't leave these valuables in your car. So take your valuables with you, unlock your vehicle. If you have a car alarm, set your car alarm too. This is going to prevent, you know, thieves from bringing into your car. I also have some tools available. This here is a placard you can put on your rearview mirror, which will say basically stop thief, there's no valuables in the car. Obviously you take your valuables out of your car before placing this into the rearview mirror. We also have these little static cling warning labels that you can put into your window, which will also tell the thief that basically there's no opportunity for them. So the whole point of this is take your valuables out of your car, lock your door, secure your alarm, and take the opportunity away from the thieves. This has been Officer Alan O'Neill. Thanks for watching and stay safe out there. For more information on these tools, stay tuned.
If you have any questions or comments for Officer O'Neill or the Kirkland Police Department, please call 425-587-3400. If you want to get vaccinated for the H1N1 flu, here's your opportunity. Anyone 6 months or older can receive the H1N1 vaccine on a first-come, first-served basis. Healthcare officials are reporting that the highest-risk patients have been vaccinated and supplies are increasing. Several Kirkland stores and pharmacies are offering the vaccine. To get more information on where to get your shot, call the flu hotline 877-903-5464. For the last 7 years, hundreds of people dive into Lake Washington to welcome in the new year as part of the Polar Bear Plunge. The city has enjoyed managing this community tradition and regrets to announce that due to the budget restrictions and position vacancies, this event is canceled. For more information, call 425-587-3380. If you live in an apartment or condominium complex, you can now recycle your food scraps. It's a free service that will reduce waste, save landfill space, and provide compost. All you have to do is fill out an online application and see if your property qualifies for the program. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box type in food recycling. Your telephone and cable bills will soon be coming from a different company. Verizon Communications has sold its franchise to Frontier Communications. Kirkland City Council approved the transfer, and it will move on to get state and federal approval. Verizon will continue to provide cell phone service as wireless communications are not a part of the transfer. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and search for Verizon to Frontier. The Kirkland's Arts Center has taken its annual holiday arts sale to the core of downtown. The Kirkland Arts Center and the Cultural Council are working together to help revitalize empty storefronts with art. You can check out these storefronts and the new retail store. It is open 7 days a week. The store offers art-making activities for kids while parents shop and special in-store events. There's a great selection of one-of-a-kind gifts and creations. For more information, go to www.kirklandartcenter.org and click on Has, or go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box type in Cultural Council. As we approach the end of the year, New Year's resolutions are fresh in our minds, and the City of Kirkland is no different. Early 2009, Kirkland City Council began an in-depth process to develop goals and objectives to guide its policy decision-making. Council has agreed to adopt a vision statement for the new year. It reads,
Kirkland is an attractive, vibrant, and inviting place to live, work, and visit.
Our lakefront community is a destination for residents, employees, and visitors.
Kirkland is a community with a small town feel,
retaining its sense of history,
while adjusting gracefully to changes in the 21st century.
I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense. Kirkland's a beautiful spot. I've lived here all my life.
Yeah, I love the small town feel. I really hope it maintains that as well as its sense of history.
They're right about the target of what it's trying to do and where it's going and the small town nature of it.
Keep intact its growth and do it really in the manner that your motto suggests.
It grew up so fast and it's a very nice city to live in.
I think that Kirkland is like that.
I just love Kirkland.
It's beautiful.
For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box type in City Council. Kirkland police officers got a lot of little hands from St. John's Preschool. The posters were hung in the school hallway so families could write notes before it went to the police department for the officers to see. Over 200 kids, 180 families, and 26 educators show the support of the community to Kirkland police officers. It's getting chillier, and snow might be coming to a forecast near you. In the event of snow, the city will give first priority to the plowing near Evergreen Hospital, I-405 transit routes, schools, and fire stations. Second priority goes to heavily used streets, while steep and hilly roads will be closed. Drivers are encouraged to stay home or be well prepared by stocking your car with safety equipment like tire chains and shovels. To report dangerous road conditions, flooding, or other conditions, call the Public Works Maintenance Center at 425-587-3900. For other weather safety tips, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box, type in winter weather tips. The Department of Licensing is opening up a driver license super center to serve the Bellevue and Kirkland areas. This center will not only offer driver licensing services, but knowledge tests, behind-the-wheel driving tests, and enhanced driver licenses and ID cards, too. The new location is located on 13133 Bellred Road. For more information, call 425-649-4282 or go to access.wa.gov and click on Driver's License under Quick Links. According to U.S. News and World Report magazine, a Kirkland High School ranked within the nation's top 100 high schools. Kirkland's International Community School is ranked at number 29. Schools are ranked based on their ability to serve their students as well as preparing them for college-level work. The International Community School scored 89.3 out of a possible 100-point score. For more information about the International School, go to Lake Washington School District website and type in ICS in the search box. New storm weather regulations go into effect the beginning of the new year, so if you're planning on building, you'll have to study up on the new development regulations to the storm water manual. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box type in storm weather regulations.
Watch your finger. Two.
Evergreen Hospital is the first in many things. Now they have the next generation of the robot-assisted surgery called the Da Vinci system. The surgeon, using the system, can now view true-to-life 3D images through the vision system that refines the surgical site and allows the surgeon to see 10 times the magnification of the human eye. For the patients, it will reduce pain, lower the risk of infection, allow for a faster recovery time, minimize scarring, and allow for a quicker return to daily activities. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. To celebrate the holidays, we leave you with a festive recap of the Kirkland tree lighting and the gingerbread competition. Enjoy.
Different categories from children, the public, chef, seniors, and yeah, this is just such a great event, isn't it?
For fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat.
I'm thankful for just being here in Kirkland, enjoying the scenery and the Christmas lights. It's great.
I'm thankful for our first year of marriage. It went really well, and looking forward to a lifetime.
Me too, yes.
Audrey, do you know what? I think she's thankful for the hot cocoa. But I think we're thankful for just having the whole family together and being down here and enjoying the holidays all together.
I'm thankful for my food and my mom and my dad and my family pretty much.
What I'm thankful for, employment.
I am thankful for my friends and family and all that I have.
Yeah, at this point I would be very thankful for heat. It's a little chilly.
I'm thankful for the liver transplant that I got 20 months ago and that I have this great man in my life and all the friends that I have.
What about you, sir?
I had my liver transplant 7.5 years ago, and I'm really thankful for that. And all the friends that have come to us. It's great.
And for me, it's this, our family.
I'm thankful for my bed.
What are you thankful for?
He's thankful for food.
Food, okay. That makes sense.
Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next year.